basketball game of the week.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. And it's 14-10 here as we start the second half. Total offense, Hartley 132 yards. Chillicothe 94 for the Hawks. 110 rushing, 22 passing, 44 rushing for Chillicothe. They have 50 in the air. 9 first downs to 7 in favor of the Cavaliers. 6 penalties for 55 yards for Chillicothe. 7 for 58 for Hartley. No turnovers by Chillicothe. 2 by the Hawks. 1 fumble and 1 interception in the first half. January 11 carries 76 yards and 1 touchdown. Fleming 2 of 4 passing. 22 yards, a touchdown and an interception. And he had 3 carries for 14 yards. Beverly 5 of 11 passing for 50 yards. And he had 15 carries for 25 yards. Harris 3 for 16 and 1 catch for 25 yards. Larry, what are you watching for in the second half?
Well, Hartley's got to establish some kind of rhythm with their offense. Right now, it's like watching paint dry for both teams. It's not just Hartley, but the Cavaliers are making it tough on the Hartley running game inside, and Hartley's making it tough on themselves with their penalties. Hartley's got to establish some kind of rhythm, or this is going to be right down to the wire here, because the longer the Cavaliers go, the better chance they have of pulling off the upset.
So we start the second half. Remember, Hartley won the toss and decided to receive, so the Hawks will kick. Going from left to right to start the second half, and we are underway. Quarter number 3, week number 4 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. The return's going to start from the 1-yard line as they do kick it deep, which is a surprise. And the return's up across the 30, the 35, and all the way up to the 37-yard line. So a nice return by Chillicothe to start the second half, a return of some 36 yards. And the return on the play by number 9, Zach Coates. And the hit made by Angelo Evans on the play for the Hawks. So first and 10, mark it right at the 36-yard line for Chillicothe. Down 14-10 in this contest, 10 seconds into quarter number 3.
One of the things that's changing right now is we've got a little wind out of the north now. We didn't have much wind in the first half, so Hartley's going to be going with the wind, so that might help their kicking game here in the third quarter.
And they just scooched it up a little bit, as my dad would say, to the 37-yard line. So the return to 36, first and 10 from the 37, and the quick pop in the flat. That is a forward pass. It goes to Harris across the 40, up to the 41, maybe the 42, and that's kind of the way they started the contest.
Now, Harris would have been better on that one to just keep running wide. Just keep going wide with it instead of trying to cut it up. Sometimes you just run it out of bounds and get the extra 4 yards. We've got about a second and 5 here right now at the 42-yard line.
Second down from there. 11:20 left to go in the third. So glad to have you aboard on St. Gabriel Radio, AMA 20, or stgabrielradio.com. Spread the word. You can hear the game live every week online, and the games are archived there as well, too. Second down and 5. Past the 42, 53 ticks. 2 wide to the top, 2 to the bottom. A little toss. It goes inside on the shovel pass. It goes to Duncan on the forward pass. And he got to the line of scrimmage. Give him that much credit and not much more.
Well, again, any play that takes any kind of time at the line of scrimmage to develop is good. It's going to be smothered because the Cavaliers simply cannot sustain the blocks long enough against this Hartley defense.
Gain of a half yard. We'll mark it at the 43 officially. So we'll say it's probably 3rd and 4 from there with 10:39 left to go. Hartley comes in 2-1 on the campaign. Chillicothe at 3-0. The Hawks, a big win last week here on AMA 20 over Reedy by the count of 49-19. And Chillicothe beat Watkins 27-6. 2 wide either side on the 3rd down and 4. Beverly wants to throw long downfield for Harris, and nearly had it with his left hand and lost of coverage on the play by the Hawks. Step for step inside the 28-yard line. A good job by the Hawks back here. George Hudor is back there.
Well, he had it with the left hand because his right hand was being chopped down. That's called an arm bar, they call that. But since there's only one defensive, or there's only one umpire in the backfield, the back judge here, it's hard for him to see that all the way on the sidelines.
So it is 4th down and 4 now, and Harris will stay on the field now to punt. And Philip Cole will stay on the field, and he'll go back to the 22-yard line to receive this punt. Late add on the field now for the Cavs. It looks like they have 12 now. Number 12, the last to come on, and Phil Barnes. The time for a fake?
No.
Blocked. It's blocked instead. Pressure right up the middle, and it's going to be knocked around inside the 20, and dribbles out of bounds. Kirkbride knocked it out and around the 15-yard line. Great pressure up the middle. I thought it was number 57, Walter Carrico.
It was Carrico. That's a big man now.
Walter Carriker III. Give him due credit for the block on the play. Coming right up the middle. 5'10", 290, and a senior. And remember, twice, Antonio Tucker nearly blocked punts in the first half.
Hey, Philip Cole's come up limping. He's got a cramp. There's a lot of cramping going on tonight. It's unusually muggy out here tonight, so they're just expending all of their water resources.
So Mitchell is out there. They've got a tight end and a wing to the bottom. Two backs in the backfield. From the eye look, the handoff goes to January, and he was brought down. Undercut. Well, I tell you what, they tried to find a gap along the right-hand side, and there was absolutely nothing there. They did a good job of submarining. You talked about it, Larry. They've gone low a number of times, and the last guy coming up from the bottom of that pile is number 18, Christian Benson, to help make the hit on the play for Chillicothe, the starting outside linebacker.
That's why I think running off the edges of the tackle to the tight end box is a good play for them. Here they go.
Toss sweep short side. Jalen January on a 2nd-and-11 from the 17. Twists and turns. Does a 360 inside the 13 to around the 12 and maybe the 11.
That was a toss sweep, but they really cut it up tight because the corner has to force outside, which leaves a huge gap between the defensive end and the corner, and they just cut it up. It's really run over the tight end.
They're going to mark the ball. They're going to mark it back.
Wow.
It looks like out of bounds.
Yeah, closer to the 11 or 12, and they're going to mark it back to the 14-yard line. So it'll be 3rd-and-7 from there. We'll call it the 13 now as they readjust. And the Hawks peer to the sidelines, look at their wristbands for the play. Evans in a slot to the top. Philip Cole back in there. He's wide to the top. Toss goes near side to Sawyer Mason inside the 10, spins and gets down inside the 8 near the 7-yard line.
Partly overloaded their formation to the field that time. There's nobody on the short side, and so they offset the back to the short side, and there's nobody out there. It's just a simple toss sweep, and there's nobody to block.
It's going to be inside the 8, but they need to get it to the 7-yard line, so it's going to be 4th-and-1 for the Hawks.
I got to believe it's Jalen January
with Sawyer as a lead blocker. In fact, they'll triple stack it. Daniel Tucson is in the backfield as well, too. And January, the 3rd man through. I'll tell you, if he got it, he didn't get much more than that. They got him by the leg, and he'll probably get the 1st down, but great penetration on the play by Cortland Duncan, also by Nick Kirschland. But the Hawks have it 1st and goal with 8:58 left to go. The ball resting inside the 6, touching the 5-yard line. Eddie Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, Greg Sivaldi, Scott Rex, glad to have you aboard. What's the name of this song again?
Jump Around.
I know, I ask you every week. I never remember. I call it the screaming song. You kids and your music. Hand off. It goes to Parker. Parker puts his head down. Does he break the plane? Yes. Marcellus with a touchdown. He did that last week, and he's done it again. With 8:39 left to go, an impressive drive by the Hawks rapidly. They've now doubled up on Chillicothe, 20-10.
That's exactly what Hartley needed to do. And they got the break because of the blocked punt, but they took advantage of it. But it's been harder for them this week. It's been tougher sledding inside.
So the 2nd touchdown on the ground this season for the sophomore, Marcellus Parker. And it stands at 20-10. Man to hold and aggressively to attempt the 21st point. Low snap. Plenty of leg, though. The kick is up. And the kick is good. 21-10, Hartley by 11, 8:39 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea. I'm a sales manager at Miracle Motor Mart. I'm inviting you to come out and take a look at the awesome low-mileage vehicles at either of our 2 locations. We have around 400 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. We have great prices and a friendly sales team whose number one goal is to put you and your family into a vehicle that you're going to love for years. Visit our website today at MiracleMotorMart.com.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast-rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Hartley now leads 21-10 as they go 5 plays, 16 yards after the blocked punt by Carriker. And there's a little angular push kick on the hop. They got it. It's scooped up. but it's going to be down right where you catch the ball. You cannot advance
it. George, it should be about the 38-yard line.
George Dunor comes up with it, perfectly executed on the hop. And Dunor's got it. By the way, again, that drive was 5 plays, 16 yards, took 90 seconds. And again, it was an angular kick on the hop.
They're going to spot it at the 35, but he...
That's not where he got the ball.
No, about the he was on the zero of the 40 there, yeah. So about the 38-yard line.
So he got a break on the spot that time. First and 10 from the 35. Hawks get it back. Strength of the power. That formation was to the bottom, but Fleming rolls the other way. Cuts it inside. You know what? I think if he takes it outside and uses his speed, yep. He's still running, but he cut it inside near the far hash and got it down to about the 30-yard line.
When a player has speed and he's got... He's at least parallel to the defender. Just take it to the corner. Outrun him to the edge. And it's everybody wants to cut it up. Sometimes that's good. But if you've got the speed, take it to the corner and beat him down the sideline.
Mark it down officially at the 29. A gain of 6. Second and 4. 8:05 left to go. Hawks lead 21-10. Sawyer in the backfield. Sawyer gets the football. And Mason just rumbles forward inside the 27 to the 26.
Now this feels more like the Hartley offense. You get little Sawyer here, a little Jalen January. You know, just
you see Sawyer, you think of Nick Cone, you think of the continuation of the guys they've had down through the years.
They clone them.
That same body style.
Well, they lock
style.
Him in the weight room for a year and a half before they allow him out.
Third down and 1 from the 27. Jalen January gets stood up at the line. Second effort though, gets him to the 25. To the 20, breaks away. And Jalen January, forward progress, they say was not stopped. They bounced it into the end zone. After he got by the pile of the 25, hit another one of the 20, bounced off of that like a pinball, takes it into the end zone, and he'll get a free game. 27-10 now, 7:26 left to go on the Hawks, starting to motor on.
Now this is what we expected to have happen, really from the start, but because of the turnovers and because of really some uncharacteristically average play by Hartley. I won't say bad play because it's still good football.
Agresti for the PAT to make it 28-10. Again, a low dribbly snap comes back, and the kick is up, though, and it is majestic by Mateo. It's 28-10. We'll pause for 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week. Presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
Guys, Reedy with a couple interceptions, and they have cut the Grandview lead to 17-10. Also, Wheelersburg has scored again, so they lead Waterson 14-0.
And you take a look at this here. In a period of 8 plays for Hartley that took only 2 minutes and 40 seconds, it went 51 yards and got him 2 touchdowns. After the block punt, Parker 5 yards for the score. Then January, 26 yards for the touchdown. And what was a very close 14-10 game is now 28-10 Hawks. 7:26 left to go. Where do you kick it now?
Wherever you want. They've got the win. He can kick it out of the back of the end zone.
And a high second hop again. Will they get it? No, this time it's covered up. And nearly Dunor with a chance to get it again at the 36-yard line. But it was covered just in time by the Cavaliers at the 36. By the way, Jalen January now 15 carries for 105 yards and 2 touchdowns. And the man that caught the little Pucci kick is still down on the field for the Cavaliers, blocked off by the Hartley sidelines. He's down at the 36. And now he's sitting up on the field. And trying to get up, you just wonder if it's a cramping situation again. 7:11 left to go. Lucky numbers for the Hawks here in quarter number 3. And remember, last week it was just a couple-point game at the break. Philip Cole had that big play on that little tunnel screen, and they were able to take it the distance. And then in the second half, we talked about how Hartley can wear you down. Well, a couple of big plays early on. Cortland Duncan is going to try to hop all the way off the field from one side to the other. And now he's putting a little weight on his right foot, but it does indeed look like a cramping situation. So he will hop off all the way across the field with 7:11 left.
See, I never, ever had to worry about cramps, because if you don't have any muscles and stuff, you don't have to worry about cramps. It's just kind of a nice thing when you... Yes, I'm just saying. There's an option.
You are Mr. Physique of this booth, though.
Oh, well, look at this booth. Are you kidding me?
That's, came low, right?
That's like saying you don't sweat much for an ugly guy. Are you kidding me?
First and 10 from the 36-yard line.
Thanks for the compliment.
Beverly and company. There's more where that came from, buddy. Two on either side, one back in the backfield on this first down play. Harris in motion. They don't jet sweep him. Instead, Beverly wants to throw it, and the pass incomplete. Dunor had a chance with the football. It went over his hands, and then nearly catching it was number 9, and that's Zach Coates at the 40-yard line.
That took too long. He was open, and it took too long. The longer that pass goes, you're running a slant. When you run an 18 or 20-yard slant, the free safety has a chance to get under that one. You throw that to your receiver, he'll come back talking funny because the safety should light him up. There's...
Speaking of safeties, Philip Cole checks in the secondary. Jalen January back in as well, too. Second down and 10 from the 36 for the Cavaliers. One thing you hearken back to is late in the first half, how they ran out of timeouts very early. By the halfway point of the second quarter, they were out of timeouts.
So they have to use them for strategic purposes as opposed to, you know, stopping the clock and things like that.
Beverly to keep around the left-hand side, takes it up the 40-yard line, and down there was grabbing him. Big number 79, Deion Drake, said, "You are going nowhere, sir." And he just wrestled into the turf at 6'3 and at least 270 pounds.
Yeah, so you've got Carricker at 290 and him at 270, and then Tucson, and it's crazy. I don't know where they get these guys. It's unbelievable. But they develop them in the weight room. They build them in the weight room. And if you want to play here, that's what you're going to have to do.
Third and 5 now for the Cavaliers from their own 41-yard line. It is Coates wide to the bottom. He's got company to that side and two wide to the top. Little toss, and that's going to be a backward pass. And it's scooped up on a hop eventually on the play by Ty Snutter, who went out with a cramping situation in the first half. And he will still gain a couple yards on the play, but he's shy of the first down by about 4 yards. It'll be fourth down from there.
Phillips Cole is still nursing. He's still gimping around a little bit out there. He does not look comfortable. It's a cramp. And if he gets this punt, he might just fair catch it.
He's backing up to the 31-yard line. Glad to have you aboard on AM 820 every Friday night and also online at stgabrielradio.com. And Chillicothe's going to take a timeout again. Second time they've taken a timeout on a fourth down play. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
J.J. Harris to punt on fourth down, a high-hanging punt. Philip Cole calls for and takes a fair catch at the 27-yard line, and he's slid into by number 4, and that is Cameron Cook. Cook tried to stop, but he slid right into him at the 27-yard line, and it draws the flag. We have seen our share of hankies in this contest tonight. And our referee for this game. And by the way, we have a Cavalier that's still being stretched out at the 36-yard line. They waved it off. And that's Harris, who's limping off the field. 32 yards on the punt.
I think he threw the flag because there was some contact, but he slid. I mean, he stayed shorter. Maybe their feet contacted each other, but it really wasn't a personal foul. It might have been a foul, but it wasn't personal. He didn't mean to do it.
Well, it's never personal.
No,
with you, is
it's
it?
Never personal.
No. I don't want to. First and 10 for the Hawks from the 27-yard line. 5:44 left to go in the third.
That's an upgrade.
Fleming from the gun. One back to his right. And he's going to roll student body right. Jalen January is lead blocker. Finds a gap. Fleming is off. Great bye-bye. 40, 30, 20, 10. Did we mention the Hawks can wear you down? 73 yards on the touchdown by Miles Fleming with 5:33 left to go, and then it was 34-10.
That's just too easy. That's a quarterback sweep, and basically it's student body right. Everybody on the line is pulling to the right, and all they're trying to do is get outside their man. If they can just cut their guy off, there will be more guys in the backfield to block than you have on the perimeter.
A number of teams can play Hartley for two quarters, but how many can play them for four quarters?
So far this year, one.
That's right. That's Toledo Central Catholic.
And they can play just about anybody. They're a five-point favorite over the Packers this weekend.
How many over the Browns?
Browns have a team. What? Seriously?
Haven't lost yet. Extra point time for Agresti is up, and it is good. 35-10. Don't forget, at the end of this contest, we'll pick the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game. Martin has been a longtime supporter of St. Gabriel Radio. He's an ex-linebacker who wants to recognize the Good Hands Player of the Game. And Larry Wolf, the legend himself, will present the trophy to the player or coach following the game. And thank you to Martin J. Mitchell. What a great supporter he has been of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and CCL football coverage. And also remember, you can listen to AMA 20 during your morning commute at 7 a.m. every weekday morning. It's Morning Glory. It brings you the news and information you need to start your day. And after that last drive, Fleming took it 73 yards in 11 seconds. So let's add this together. That's 2 minutes and 51 seconds it took for three scores, taking 9 plays, yielding 21 points.
Did we mention they were explosive? Because we may have missed that in the pregame. They have the ability to, and I don't even know that you, they wear teams out. They just explode on them. You know, that's a quarterback sweep. That's a simple play. Snap to the quarterback, and everybody run right. And 70 yards or however many yards it was later.
73 yards, and we'll remind you, we are listening to WVSG, Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Together, I'm Randy Reinhardt alongside Larry Wolf, Greg Sivaldi, and Scott Rex. Back in the studios, Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran. They are warming up in the bullpen, ready to go with all the scores you need on the AMA 20 scoreboard show presented by this week's Sports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing.
Best scoreboard show in town, period. Period.
Except no substitutes or imitations. Little high kick that's going to go to the 20-yard line. Lost by the up man. Picked up on the play by Coach. Coach down the sidelines. One man to beat. And that one man who's deep forces him to cut it inside. And Ryan Huser did a good job of forcing Coates inside. Initially, it was bobbled by Joel Barnes. And when Barnes didn't get it, Coates did. And Huser did his job staying at home to make the play. But a big return by Chillicothe, giving him a little life.
And Antonio Tucker, easy for me to say, Antonio Tucker was shaken up on the play for the Hawks. He got kind of got underneath that tackle a little bit. He's all right, but he's a little woozy.
He's very demonstrative on the sideline, saying, I'm okay, I'm okay.
I want to play. Don't take me in the tent. Don't take me in the tent.
How many fingers do I have up? Friday. Okay, go back in there.
A.M. A.M.
First and 10 from the 37-yard line. Keeper by Beverly.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he doesn't get credit for the tackle, but it was Walter Carricker who had the penetration on that play to bust it up.
Carricker came through. Beverly looked at him and said, there's no way I'm running into him. I'm going to do whatever I have to do to get to wherever I have to get to.
And this is where you feel right now. They are wearing down the Cavaliers. And what did Brad Birchfield talk about? The goal is to get to that running clock as soon as you can.
Yep.
4:57 left to go.
I think they wear them down mentally and emotionally as much as anything, because you now know you're probably not going to win the game, and yet you still have 18 minutes left, 17 minutes left in this game, and you just know it's only going to get worse, and that mentally starts to wear on you, unless you have the ability to fight with them, and right now, clearly, the Cavaliers do not.
Caleb Workman up over center on a second down and 8 from the 35 of the Hawks, and we got a flag. Do they take too long? They did. Saw the back judge with the hand go up. Didn't see any activity, and then saw the hanky. So marching back 5 to the 40-yard line. 4:31 left to go in the third. There is a sponsor on the scoreboard. They just had that. Sounds really good right now. Velvet ice cream.
Ooh.
Although, thank you for the turnover at halftime.
Yeah. The apple pie turnover. You can't just say turnover playing football.
Turnovers are good to have at halftime, but not in the first, second, third, or fourth quarter. Thank you very much. Second down and 13. Beverly straight back to throw. Long across the middle, and there was contact, but it was initiated by Harris. He tried to push off on Angelo Evans there at the 28-yard line. Trying to get some separation, but to no avail.
It's really difficult for the Cavaliers because they can't, even their receivers, they're matched up one-on-one, and there's no separation. They're covered like a blanket, and so you just have to throw a 50-50 ball and hope your guy gets it.
Who's coming in? All right. We've got that sorted
out. Who's on
out
first?
Davis is going to come in. Carricker's going out. Carricker's been a beast in the second half. Two wide to the top. Widest of that side is Brooks.
He's been a beast for 3 years.
That's right.
Are you kidding?
Our third guy now in Chris Postage is going to go wide to the top of the set, too. Straight back to throw. Are they trying to set up a middle screen? They do, and nothing there. Good job defensively to wrap it up on the play. Hit made by Philip Cole right at the 42-yard line.
Yeah, you need to get somebody to block Philip Cole. I know it's a tunnel screen, but somehow you have to chip him, or somebody's got to get him off his, because he can run you down.
Are you surprised from the 42-yard line? They need about 14. They're on the short side of the 50 that they're not going for it here?
They may think it's better to punt them in a hole and make them go 90. But the same play is going to go 90 that goes 70. I don't know what the difference is.
But is that Coates back there to punt?
I think it is. I can't see his number.
Instead of Harris?
Maybe he's their short punter.
We'll see who's out there punting. Yeah, it is Coates and not Harris. Going to hit at the 22, and maybe you were right about your assessment of what he can do. It's going to dribble inside the 15-yard line and become exhausted right there with 3:33 left to go. Coates going in for Harris. Of course, you wonder about Harris, too, because he went out with that cramping situation. 27 yards on the punt, no return, and the Hawks get it back. And right now, if you're Bishop Hartley, you're looking for one more score, and that would be a touchdown, not just a field goal, to make that lead more than 30 points.
Well, as we've seen them so often for so many years, they literally can score from anywhere. And so it would not surprise me if at any moment they bust a run or a short pass play that turns into a long one.
First and 10 from the 15-yard line. Backs from the offset eye. One man in motion top to bottom. That's Tucson. That was a big lead blocker. And Fleming, looking long, he's got Cole wide open, backfield, makes the catch at the 50, to the 40, Philip Cole turns on the afterburners, they are not going to catch him, boom, 3:22 left to go, add six more to the board, and then it was 41-10.
Did I mention they can score from anywhere on the we got a penalty.
Oh, no, it is coming back for the fourth time tonight, a big play by the Hawks, called back, the flag resting at the 14-yard line.
All right, so Philip Cole's not going to catch the next pass because he needs oxygen at this point. So they're going to put somebody else out there.
So holding is the call. They'll move it half the distance to the goal. The ball, actually the flag resting inside the 14 near the 13-yard line. And Brad Birchfield just with his hands crossed. Staring on the field right now.
So now Braylon Mitchell's going to go in.
No.
So now we've already run the cornerback. The cornerback is dead tired.
Do you test him again?
Why not? He just ran 70 yards. He's dead tired. Oh, now he's coming out. Mitchell's coming out.
Cole's back in there.
Cole's back in. I don't think Cole's going
to
do it.
He's going to be a toss sweep to January. Nope, Fleming's rolling, looking, dumps underneath. Angelo Evans has it, up across the 50. Nice tip back to the 20, to the 25, and Evans across the 30-yard line. Nice gain on the play as they go underneath. To Angelo Evans, who makes the catch and gets the first down for the Hawks.
Well, they came right back at the same corner.
Tackle by number 66. And that's enough for a Bishop Hartley.
Hit is made by DeAndre Howbell. So first and 10 after a gain of 26 on the play. Locked down to 3:05 left to go. The locals still not happy with the men in stripes. Toss sweep near side. Mason Sawyer, 35, 40, 45, 50. Runaway train down the sidelines. 40, 35, 30. Can't drag him down. 20, 15-yard line. Four guys tried and four failed. But there's another flag, and this one's at the 47-yard line. Brad Birchfield wants a timeout. He's on the field. There's a flag at the 47-yard line. He is desperately signaling for a timeout. And our referee says, you'll get it, but I'm going to go ahead and make this call first. Gus Maragos. And we've got an official's timeout. Brad Birchfield's coming out to talk to our referee and our umpire at the 36-yard line. I didn't get the call, did you?
What we have here is failure to communicate.
I think he's trying to get a rundown of probably what happened on this play and maybe on the prior flag as well. But, you know, if you add the plays that they haven't had, that's another 200 or 300
yards. 200 yards at least.
Yeah. So the conversation continues at the 36-yard line with 2:41 left to go. The flag rests at the 47.
And these plays happen. The play was down the sideline. The flag is in the middle of the field. I have no idea what happened. We're watching the play and the ball and the tacklers and all that good stuff. So I have no idea what this penalty is. When you're coaching, though, you just want to jump off the bench, but it's not high enough to hurt yourself.
And, you know, I think you'll have an interesting conversation with Coach Birchfield after this contest.
Oh, I'm not sure we're going to have an interesting conversation. We'll okay. just have a conversation.
All right. I thought maybe you'd get some clarification as to what went on here in the second half.
Don't poke the bear. Leave the bear alone. Do not poke the bear.
Yeah, don't get the story, Larry. We don't want that.
No.
All right.
Story? I can come back with a bloody nose.
Story is a shortstop for the Rockies. Timeout, Hartley.
What is the penalty?
We did not get the signal yet. The flag resting at the 47-yard line is picked up.
All right, so they're going back. So it's against Hartley.
All right.
It's got to be blocking below the waist or holding. It's got to be. It's got 15 yards. That's not quite 15.
No, it's 10 yards.
10-yard penalty. Okay.
Holding is the call on the run. Brad Birchfield, even after that conversation, is still pleading his case.
He's not a happy camper.
With our referee and then also with our back judge as well, too. First and 10 now. The Hawks have it, but it's back at their own 43-yard line. You know, with the Hawks and a couple of penalties, it's possible they could have a 20-minute drive.
Yeah, the problem with that penalty is you may not even see it on film because you'll be watching the ball carrier.
Oh, sure, yeah. From the 43, first and 10 for Fleming and Company. Who gets the magic play this time? January gets the handoff, and he gets 1.5.
Well, that was boring. That was only a 1.5-yard gain. I'm used to
sorry, Larry. We're
play.
Here to please you.
Well, that would be good.
That would be a first.
Yeah, that would be good.
Gain of 1 to the 44. Second down and 9 from there with 2:15 and ticking in the third. Hartley was up 14-10 in the second quarter, and that was our halftime score as well, too. But they reeled off 3 touchdowns, and they thought 4 as well, but it was negated.
The Hawks had Walter Carricker in there on that offensive play. I was wondering who was hurt or who came out, but
it's almost like a statement. Toss sweep near side. Mason Sawyer, this is where he had the big gainer before, and knocked out of bounds to the short side at around the 27-yard line. There's a tackle made near the sidelines by Tice Netter, and the locals are upset about that. And no flag on the play, so it'll be third down.
And there shouldn't have been. He was clearly contacted inbounds, and they just dragged him out.
Fans just get a little upset after a few calls don't go their way.
A few. There's been 15 or 16 tonight. I don't know how many penalties there have been. A lot of laundry out there.
Third down and 6 from the 47. One wide either side. Backs offset. This is Sawyer down in the 3-point stance. January the deep man. Fleming under center on this play. On the delay, hands it off. January with a gap, 50, 45, 40, 35. They try to undercut him, and they do at the 30-yard line. That time going low was Cameron Cook. He says, I can't take you on high. You're too big and physical, so go after your ankles, and he gets him. But not until January has a big gain down near the 30-yard line with 1:37 left in the third quarter and another Hawk first down. A gain on the play for Jalen of some 24 yards at the 29-yard line.
I don't know how much total offense Hartley has, but I'd like to know how much they've lost in penalties.
It's like a third team out there almost. You know?
I'm telling you, it's been 200-plus yards. It has to be.
First and 10 from the 29-yard line, 1:24 left. Then the same two backs, Sawyer and January, tossed short side, Mason Sawyer. You just like the way he moves. We know what January can do. And Mason Sawyer has slowly, the last couple of years, evolved into that role that they like. Like I said, a Nick Cone.
He's the perfect accent to this offense because he forces you to defend tackle to tackle. You have to defend. He'll cut you up inside.
The ball down to the 25-yard line. It is second down and 6 from there. 1:15 left in the third. Hartley leads 35-10. It's January and September and bounces and bounces and carries defenders for another 3 yards down the 22-yard line. Hartley, 9 penalties for 75 yards, but at crucial times, negating several hundred yards worth of gains.
So the 75 yards is just the penalty yardage. They've lost another 150, 200 yards in
field position.
In field position that they gained before they made the penalties.
And then there were 50 seconds left to go, and it's a third down and 2 from the 22. Fleming hands it off. short side. January just steps on whoever is there and just rumbles and fights inside the 10, inside the 5, fights for the goal line. Does he break the play? Touchdown! Wow. That was just something you'd have to see. Let's try to explain. Near sideline, January was hit at the 17. Not going to happen. 15-yard line, hit again. Defenders at the 12 carried them to the 7-yard line. At the 5, three guys were on top of him. At the 2, he drug them into and back into the end zone for the touchdown. And more importantly, no flag on the play.
And I think he had a 360 in there, too. He got spun around. I mean, he's going to sell hot dogs after the game. I don't know what else he can do.
So the lead is more than 30 now at 41-10 with 33.9 left to go. Snap, kick, it is up. And it is 42-10, and this is what the Hawks will do to you in the third quarter. They will beat you up. They will wear you down. As Larry said, they beat you physically. They beat you emotionally. And by the end of the third quarter, your gas tank is absolutely empty.
That's where they are right now. And the Cavaliers did everything they could. They needed to complete those short passes. They needed to be really good in the passing game and all that. It didn't matter. Hartley can score from wherever and whenever. They kind of won.
AMA 20 encourages you to make the time to worship this weekend and take your family at Mass this Sunday. Area churches and Mass times can be found at masstimes.org, so please check that out. Don't forget, coming up after the game tonight, it is the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran have the scores, highlights, and interviews with the coaches right up to 11 p.m. When you do something and you do it so successfully as we do, and that post-game gang does, everybody in the world then tries to take a shot and imitate you. You know what? Accept no substitutes. Get the originals. We've been doing it for 7 or 8 years. We'll continue to do it and keep it right here. This is where the coaches flock to. This is where the fans flock to after the game, AMA 20.
Well, the coaches' interviews are great because some of them don't want to say anything, and they're so glib about it. And you know, I know these guys personally, and they're really fun guys to be around, but they just don't want to say something on the radio.
8 plays, 85 yards, 3 minutes off the clock. So that's, what, 4 scores? It took 5:51 combined for those. January takes it the last 22 yards, and it seemed like he carried 12 or 13 guys and not just had to deal with 11 on that play, because he at different times had 4 or 5 guys he had to deal with.
You know, a lot of those coaches want to do this radio gig, and I told them, you're not retiring anytime soon, so they can't do it.
Pooched along the ground. Uh-oh. Oh, and it hits the player in the helmet, and a jump for it near the sidelines by Braylon Mitchell. The ball hit a defender for the Cavaliers in the second row at the 35-yard line. It bounced down and then came straight up and hit him in the helmet, and then bounced back towards the Hawks at around the 42-yard line, but it was near the sidelines. So Braylon Mitchell tried to go up in the air and almost bat it back into the field of play, but to no avail.
Matteo Grisi, that's about as good an onside kick as you can have. That ball was spinning, I don't know how many RPMs, but it was really spinning fast. And you know, at some point, it's going to spike on the ground, and it did, and it hit him right in the face mask. You try to field it like a shortstop and field a ground ball, and all of a sudden it pounds up and hits you in the face. Not good.
The clock's supposed to be running, and it is. I don't know if they'll snap it in time. That's the end of the third quarter. They won't do it. Remember, continuous clock after change of possession. 42-10, Hawks lead after 3. We'll take a break. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Mike D'Andrea from MiracleMotorMart.com. Go to our website and see about 400 vehicles at great prices. Financing for all credit situations. 28 years serving our community, largest independent in the state by number of cars sold. Save big, but don't wait, because nothing lasts long at MiracleMotorMart.com. Start online, then visit our 2 locations, north and east. Great prices, big savings. That's MiracleMotorMart.com.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 on most new Fords during the summer sales event. Release a new Ford F-150 for just $399 a month. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Got music.
Welcome back to Jack Reinfield on a first down play. The ball handed off to go across the 44 up to the 46-yard line. A gain of two on the play. Actually, going to say the knee touched. Renetter at the 45. It'll be second and nine from there. Chillicothe, zero first downs. The third quarter, Jalen January, 19 carries, 154 yards, three touchdowns, and probably the most impressive touchdown run we've seen so far this season.
Absolutely. That was a string of pearls, as Woody would call it.
Second and nine from the Chillicothe 45-yard line. Duncan in motion to the top. They're going to hand it off again, and there's absolutely nothing there. They tried it on first down. They got a yard. Second down, they got absolutely nothing except a running back twisted like a pretzel. And again, on the play, it is Tice Netter.
Well, they're going to give it to the running back because Beverly says, I'm tired of running in there by myself. These guys are angry.
You know, we've got to pick our Martin J. Mitchell player of the game. And we gave it to Jalen January last week. Do we give it to the same guy again?
Hey.
Get back to me on that. Have your people call my people. Do you have people? Oh, we've been together too long.
Yes,
twin sons
sir.
Of different mothers here.
Huh?
Third down and nine from the 45 with 10:35 left to go in ticking. 42-10, Hartley leading, marching more than 30, so we've got the continuous clock going. Two wide either side, one back in the backfield. Beverly straight back to throw, looking long downfield across the middle for Duncan. And Duncan just trying to feel his way. An interesting coverage that time by Ryan Huser, who put out his hands like a hawk with wings and said, you can't get by me. And the pass was overthrown by another 5 yards.
That time, the defender did what we often tell the receivers to do. It's called stacking the defender. What the defender did was literally got right in front of him and wouldn't let him by. Just slowed down, and that way he couldn't get to the ball.
You can consider Miles Fleming perhaps as a player of the game. Two touchdowns, 93 yards rushing, 48 yards passing so far in this contest. So he's an option perhaps as your Martin J. Mitchell player of the game. Unless you want to give it to Mr. January or if you want to give it to the offensive line or somebody on defense.
Or the defense. I mean, they have no first downs in the second half. That's
give it to Mr. Carricker. High snap. There's the punt. And again, it is Coates doing the honors. It hits at the 30-yard line at the 25. Philip Colton short side. Up the sidelines. 30, 35, 40, 45. Tight ropes. Does he stay in bounds? Apparently he does and brought down at the Chillicothe 43-yard line. How he stayed in bounds, I'll never know. But he tight roped the sidelines, returns it some 33 yards. It'll be first and 10 for the Hawks at the 43-yard line.
And he's got a hitch in his get-along. He's been struggling with that cramp all night long.
Well, are you reaching
for the ball? Until he gets the ball.
They're going to mark it at the 44, or perhaps he can go to the bench in a little bit. Oh, he's going to come back out on the field right now.
I think it's the old Jim Brown syndrome. I'll look like I'm hurt, and then I'll run by you.
And it looks like he's going to die, and the next play takes it 60 yards.
Yeah.
First and 10 from the 44-yard line, 9:18 and ticking. 42-10, Hartley on top, backs from the offset eye. First man through gets the handoff, and Mason Sawyer pounds it down to the 42-yard line. Better plan on both sides of the football, helping out on the tackle, but the guy that made the big push that time was Patrick Rourke, the big defensive lineman. So mark it at the 42, it'll be second down and eight from there.
The Chillicothe internal defense, the guys in the box, have done a pretty good job in between the tackles. It's just on the edges, they can't stop Hartley.
Well, they don't have the size either. Not only do they not have the speed, but if you have the size, perhaps you have a chance because Hartley, you said, you know, they'll just beat you up in the third and the fourth quarter with their massive strength. Look how tight this set is, except for Cole, who's wide at the bottom. About 10 guys all together there within a couple of yards, and they hand it off to Jalen January, and he gets it down to the 40-yard line.
That's an ugly 3-yard game.
Check that. That is Parker on the carry.
There's no hole there. It's just a mass of bodies, and you push the pile and get three, and ho-hum. You know?
Marcellus Parker has it down to the 40-yard line, so it'll be third down and six from there. Already down to 8:12 left to go.
Well, and Hartley can bring in a stable of 200-plus-pound running backs. It's not just their offensive line that punishes you, but the running backs punish you.
Some of the water boys are muscular, too.
Absolutely.
Third down and six from the 40. Sawyer the lone back for now. Toss sweep near side. Cuts it inside. 40, 35, 30. Mason Sawyer carries a defender all the way down to the 25-yard line. And he has been impressive with his play in this contest as well.
He's one of the long line of fullbacks. And these guys, they get their five or six carries a game, but they always make them count.
Peyton Collins was looking for somebody to hit. At 6'7 and 250, the big right tackle, returning starter who likes Xbox, physics, and basketball, said, I'm downfield. Can I find anybody? And nobody wanted to part with Mr. Collins.
Now, they can't reach his chin. He's 6'7, so it's hard to get up that high.
Gain of 15 on the play. First and 10 from the 25, 7:14 left to go. Evans in motion, bottom to top. Handoff goes to Sawyer. Sawyer got the ball and got contact immediately. In fact, I think he rolled over on the football, but he looks to be okay. Knocked down right at the 24-yard line.
DeAndre Hubble again. Those guys inside are doing a great job. They really are for Chillicothe. They're just overmatched. And we have some player down in the secondary.
And being attended to at the 5-yard line. Let's go back to the studios of AMA 20 where Ryan and Lee are standing by. Gentlemen, what do you have?
Well, guys, the sloppy night of football continues, but we've got games, Lee, that weren't very close, and now they are as we're coming to the final moments.
Yeah, we looked at Olentangy Liberty had the big lead on Hilliard-Davidson. Hilliard-Davidson's come back in that one. I mean, that's pretty surprising. Oh, Dublin-Coughlin was down to Olentangy by a couple touchdowns. Now, that's a ball game again now.
Yeah, so a bunch happened in Reedy in there as well as they've cut that lead to 17-10, and they are going for it right now, guys, on a 4th and 6. So we'll keep you updated on all of that.
All right, we'll get the latest on the Silver Knights and the Bobcats, and the player going off the field now needs some help, and that's Chris Postage. His dad is here tonight, his grandparents over on the far side, Lou Postage. I've known him for well over 30 years. Of course, he was one of the biggest Pickerington supporters in the world when it was just one high school, and stayed that way for the longest time with Pickerington Central. Had a big interception a couple of weeks ago as well, too, and that went over Taze Valley when they went 14-13. So he's coming off the field right now and got an attendant on each side, so we wish him the very best. Second down and 9 from the 24, 6:48 ticking. Hawks up by 32. Toss, it goes to Parker. Look out. He went airborne. That is just a scary thought, especially that sophomore with his frame and his size and speed that will increase as he gets older. Gets the ball down to around the 20-yard line to the short side.
He's just a puppy. I mean, he's a sophomore, and he's 200-plus pounds, 220 pounds. It's just big, thick, tough running, and he may end up being a fullback. You know, before his days are over here, he might be in a long line of those 235-pound fullbacks that Hartley has.
Remember Blackman as well, too?
There's still bruises out there from him.
Let alone going further back to the likes of Woodley and Moore. Third down and 5 from the 20. Toss sweep. Parker right up the middle. No, you're not going to stop him. Not at the 17, the 16, the 15. Bring your friends to tackle him at the 14-yard line. He's got the first down.
Look like a pinball going through there. Nobody really wanted to square him up and get a good hit on him.
So first down, Hawks, 5:48 and ticking.
I see an awful lot of the Cavaliers getting up off piles slowly now. I mean, they're getting banged up. You know, they've probably only had the football maybe 10 plays or 12 plays this entire half. Maybe.
Ball resting at the 14-yard line. Hawks already up by more than 30, so the clock evaporates down to 5.5 left to go.
When you're on defense, you're taking a beating.
Backs from an eye. And Fleming under center is going to hand it off to the up man. And just putting his head down as Sawyer off the left-hand side, getting whatever he can get. And the defender that made the tackle just pulled him back down and then just went back to the turf like, ugh. That's number 50. That was Colin Lindsay who made the tackle and then just decided to lay down for an extra second after the hit.
Yeah, can I get a break here?
Yeah. Waiter, this table, please.
Well, this is the kind of game that can really wear you out if you're a Chillicothe player for next week. You know, these bruises and bumps, they may not heal till Tuesday, Wednesday. You may not get quality practices early in the week.
Next week they take on Logan for the Hawks. A big game with Clinton Massey next week. Second down and 9. Toss sweep near side. Sawyer Mason inside the 10. Backs his way to the 8-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds. 4:34 and ticking. And that's the one thing that Brad Birchfield was talking about with Clinton Massey. He said it is probably the most physical team we play all year.
Well, they're going to be just like Hartley. So, you know, Hartley would like to save some of this energy for next week if they can. They certainly don't want to get anybody banged up at this point.
The ball resting inside the 10-yard line, down to around the 8. It'll be third down and 3 from there. 4:10 left to go.
Sawyer's limping a little bit here.
It's down gingerly in that 3-point stance. Parker behind him. Parker's got it. Nothing to the right. Takes it to left. Takes it inside the 5. Gets it down inside the 2. And has another Hawk first down with 3:54 and ticking.
You got it down to about the 3-yard line there, Randy. We're spotting it at the 3, so
it'll be first down and goal from there for the Hawks with 3:45. So they don't have to snap it again until there's less than 3.5, but rapidly they come up to the line of scrimmage. And Parker again, going to take it and just pound it and bend and fall forward and get the touchdown with 3:30 left to go in this contest. And then it was 48-10. Have we ever thought of a team award for the Martin J. Mitchell?
Yeah, I mean, you had the obvious characters here, but whoever gave the inspirational second half speech in the locker room, who was that guy?
Well, I know it wasn't you.
No.
Although I would listen to you. I'd laugh, but I'd listen to you.
Oh,
extra point time for Agresti. It is up, and it is good.
There's been a lot of that happen over the years.
Did you do comedy ever during a post?
Absolutely.
Or a halftime, too? I can see you doing that. 49-10. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 811-029 and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Larry and Randy Reedy converted on the fourth down. They have the ball on the 9-yard line with a minute and 20 left to go. Silver Knights driving to tie that game. Also, 34 to 14. St. Charles has the lead over New Philadelphia.
Where else do you get coverage like this? And it's now 49-10. And Larry's going to head for parts unknown. He's going to head down to the field, get ready for the post-game interview. And the Martin J. Mitchell presentation, the Good Hands Player of the Game. I think we're going to go with Miles Fleming just to change it up a little bit because his leadership was outstanding. A quarterback tonight made the plays when he had to. We gave it to Jalen January last week. So Larry's going to work his way downstairs. And that drive was 10 plays, 44 yards, 5:56 off the clock. Parker from 3 yards out. He's got a couple touchdowns in this contest. And Agresti with the high short kick at the 31-yard line. The return's going to start from there. Up across the 35, darting up to the 40 and stumbling up to the 44-yard line. On the return is McKellen Lee, who was the starting running back for the first couple of weeks of this campaign for Chillicothe. And so now it goes to the Cavaliers, but they're down by 39 with 3:08 left to go in this contest. We'll see if the Stuggers are still out there on offense for Chillicothe. Hartley has gone to the bench with a ton of new faces out there. I see Travis Bowie out there. James Crenshaw, just to name a few. First and 10 from the 45-yard line. And Chillicothe with some new faces. And the snap is bad, and they'll have to fall on it back at the 32-yard line. So, obviously, with new faces come new challenges, and the exchange, not a good one. And falling on it is the quarterback, and that is Jaden Kane, who's out there to take over. Larry Wolf is down on the field right now at the 15-yard line. Is it cooler down there than it is up here?
It is beautiful down here. Got a nice little breeze out of the north. But I understand why they're slipping around on this turf. It's pretty slippery. There's not a whole lot of fiber left in this thing, so it's time for a new rug.
Second down, and the ball resting at the 32-yard line. Second down and 23, with 2:22 left to go. One man in motion now. And Kane, the quarterback, is just going to keep and try to find anything he can. A friendly face, a ride home. And he's brought down back at the 27-yard line. And Larry, this is where it's interesting when you're a second teamer and you're thinking, well, I'm going against second teamers, but that's not the case when you look at the Hartley Hawks, is it?
Well, they're second teamers because the first teamers are, these guys are really, really good. So you can be a pretty good football player and be the second team player at Bishop Hartley.
Donald Allwine out there along with T.J. Johnson helping to make some plays, number 35. Cody Iam out there defensively as well, too, and Daniel Walker will check out. Third down and a light year.
And we've made the decision it's going to be on Miles Fleming, by
yes.
the way, for the
third and 27. They'll hand it off and get it up to maybe the 30-yard line, and that's about it. So it'll be a fourth down situation. Is on the carry that time for Chillicothe, number 36, Cade Williams. He does have a touchdown this season, by the way, as a running back. So it'll be fourth down from the 31-yard line. They have to get it all the way to the 45 of the Hawks for a first down. So fourth down with 1:14 left to go. Larry, you haven't been in many situations like this, but what can you tell your team when you lose by 39 points?
Well, it's a little bit easier when you just get beat. And, you know, tonight the better team won, and they just simply got beat. It wasn't like the Cavaliers gave this game away and they had a chance to win it. They just simply got beat by a better football team. And that's a little bit easier to take than if you're in one of those 28-24 games and you've turned it over five times and, you've hurt yourself. So they can take from this game that, look, this is what a playoff team looks like. We have to get our guys to that level, and we've got to play a little bit better, but we'll be fine down the road. We play Logan next week. We don't play Hartley again, so let's beat Logan and let's move on.
Whistle and a timeout taken by Chillicothe with 33 seconds left to go. We'll take a break for 30 seconds on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have two locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at miraclemotormart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
So, guys, Reedy scores with 25 seconds left. However, Hudson Jump blocks the extra point. So the Silver Knights still trail Grandview 17-16.
Oh, boy. Punting situation now. And they get it off. And this time, Harris is back out there to punt. Return going to start from the 37-yard line. Up to the 40-yard line for the Hawks. On the return, a nice catch is Daniel Walker. 11 seconds left to go in this one for Bishop Hartley. A lot like last week's script, Larry. A close game at halftime with Reedy. They turn it on the second half. The same scenario this week for the Cavaliers.
Well, they're playing teams that are not as good as them, first of all. But Hartley doesn't help you. You know, Hartley gave Chillicothe a couple chances early with the turnovers. And if you're not able to get some distance and separate yourself, the Hawks will eventually wear you down and they'll come get you.
So the ball is set for play with 11 seconds left to go, and the Hawks will not even run a play. Brad Birchfield is going to go out to the middle of the field right now and look for Ron Hinton and the staff on the other side and get ready to do the handshakes, and that'll do it. 49-10 is the final in this one, as Larry is going to go out there and try to hunt down Brad Birchfield and talk to him about his team's performance and also present the Good Hands Player of the Game, courtesy of Martin J. Mitchell as well, too. We mentioned that the Cavaliers thought they had a shot in this one, but like many teams, they had a shot for two quarters against Bishop Hartley, but then after that, Hawks just can wear you down in the second half with their size, with their speed, and really with their original plays that they call, too. I mean, they do so many things that other teams don't do. You got to really tip your cap to Chris Sawyer, the offensive coordinator, for the great job that he does. You know, Hartley can go different ways. They can go rabbits and rhinos. They can go small, they can go big, and whatever they want to do, and they do it very effectively, and they get the win. They now advance to 3-1 on the campaign, and Larry's looking for the one and only Brad Birchfield down on the field right now. And Larry's showing deceptive moves as he's at the 48-yard line. Made it all the way from the 15 to the 48. No, don't dance now, Larry. Now he's got to go into the shuffle right now.
That's all I've got. The shuffle. That's it.
Icky Wolf at the 48-yard line waiting for Brad Birchfield. And again, they win this one to the Hawks 49-10. And again, next week they take on Clinton Massey on the road. That will be a test for the Hawks. And next weekend, when you take a look at the Cavaliers, they're on the road to take on Logan. In fact, they play four straight on the road. Let's go down to Larry Wolf right now, standing by with the head coach of the Hawks.
A very similar script to last week, close at halftime, and you just put the hammer down in the third quarter. They did not have a first down in the third quarter. Your defense did a great job. Talk to us a little bit about Miles Fleming tonight. He had a long run for touchdown, threw a pass for touchdown. He's kind of like your field general. He gets everybody in the right places.
Yeah, he's still growing, though. Obviously, we got we want to be a little more efficient in the passing game and a lot of different factors in that, but we will. I mean, it's still, I mean, this is kind of typical of the script. We're not as good as what we're going to be down the road, but we better get good in a hurry here in about 7 days.
Well, yeah, coming down the tracks is a big Clinton Massey team, and they're a good football team. They're just like you guys. They're physical. They're strong. They're talented. And it's going to be an old-fashioned Donnybrook.
I hope so. I mean, obviously it's one of these games when you look at the schedule and you got a lot of state championships, a lot of A lot of kids used to winning and used to playing well, but they're awful big and powerful. It's going to be quite a different game than what we've had the last 2 weeks, and we got to get a lot better. But I'm proud on we've played well in the second half every game. I mean, we've played really well, and there's no panic, and we're playing good football teams. Sir Colley had a good football team, and it's never good to fumble on the first play of the game. It's just not to script. And but, you know, we kept going, and that's football.
Yeah, that's kind of a coach's nightmare to start the game with a fumble, but you overcame that, and if you can overcome the penalties, I mean, there are a lot of laundry out here tonight, but I know you guys go over the film because you guys look at film about as well as anybody, and I know you'll fix what can be fixed.
I mean, they're all holding and pass interference, and we're going to press man, and we're going to, I don't really know what to do. I don't know what to do. We've tried, and this isn't a 2018 issue.
Well, whatever you do, don't stop doing what you're doing here. 49-10 is a great way to finish it, Coach. Congratulations.
Larry, thank you very much. And again, Miles Fleming gets the award, courtesy of Martin J. Mitchell, for the Good Hands Player of the Game. Jalen January was the runner-up, but he won the award last week. So we're going to take a break, 49-10. Larry and I will wrap up this contest when we come back to Jack Ryan Field. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
After a fight with my wife, I was complaining to God. Why does it always have to be about her? Can it be about me? And God spoke to me, not audibly, but in my heart, and with words I'll never forget. He said, "You have every right to make it all about you, to put your own needs first. You have every right to be average, to be ordinary, and not to become a saint." Suffice it to say, I retracted my prayer. And in retrospect, I think God wasn't only calling me to holiness, but to happiness. The days I wake up and say, "My wife is lacking these five traits of a perfect spouse, I should tell her," those aren't my best days. The days I wake up and ask myself how I can make her the happiest wife on earth, I end up being the happiest husband. Go figure. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my sake will find it." This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite chair on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile, with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional, with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
Welcome back one final time to Jack Ryan Field. It is all over, and Hartley wins this one 49-10 over Chillicothe. It was 14-10 at the break. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, Greg Sivaldi, and Larry, a great performance by the Hawks in the second half. You look at the numbers, total offense. Here's the big telling stat. Chillicothe minus 2 yards total offense in the second half. They had 94 in the first half. They had a total of 92 for the game. 399 for Hartley. Again, Scott, you can't find that extra yard anywhere, huh? Right. 351 rushing, 48 passing. For Chillicothe, it breaks down 38 on the ground, 54 in the air. First downs, 9 for Chillicothe, all in the first half. 17 for Hartley. Penalties, 7 for 60 for Chillicothe. 9 for 75 for Hartley. It seemed like more than that.
Yep.
Oh. No turnovers by Chillicothe, but 2 by the Hawks. A fumble and an interception. Individual stats. January, 19 carries, 154 yards, 3 touchdowns. Fleming, 3 of 5 passing, 48 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. He also had 5 carries for 93 yards and a touchdown. Parker, 6 carries, 25 yards, and 2 touchdowns. For Chillicothe, Beverly, 17 carries, 32 yards, and a score. He was 8 of 18 passing for 54 yards. Again, the Hawks win this one 49-10. Larry, your final thoughts about this?
Well, we're going to really find out just how good this Hartley Hawk team is next week. They had a tough opening game, and we knew what that team was. We also know what this team coming down the road is. And so Hartley's going to have to stay healthy, get healthy, do all that good stuff, and then they're going to have to figure out how to win next week. But I think they've done what they were supposed to do. Now they have to win the games they have to win, which is coming up. Clinton Massey is a big-time opponent.
Next week, will you join me in Pataskala, sir?
Downtown Pataskala.
You know it. It's
at
Newark
Hornet
Catholic.
Field, huh?
That's right. And Licking Heights will have all the action right here. Stick around. Up next is the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by this week's Sports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran have all the scores, highlights, and interviews with the coaches right up to 11 o'clock. The final here, one more time. It's Hartley getting by Chillicothe 49-10. I'll say it a final time. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Good night and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week has been brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhardt, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next week as Newark Catholics on the road at Licking Heights. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all of the area scores with the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show next.